91X News.
It's 20 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. A Coburg woman faces a number of charges after enjoying her night a little too much last Friday. 45-year-old Charlene Bell was driving on Highway 45 in Baltimore when she somehow left the road, hit a mailbox, and crashed into a house. Bell ran away from the scene and tried to flag down a taxi, only to jump in front of it and nearly get run over. Bell is charged with failing to give a breath sample, not reporting a collision, and not staying at a crash scene. She had her license suspended for 90 days and her car impounded for a week. Her court date is set for April the 4th in Coburg. One man is seriously injured after a shooting at a Bayside residence in Quinte West on Highway 2 yesterday afternoon. A suspect ran away but was later arrested. He now faces attempted murder and firearms charges. No names have been released. Police say the victim was known to the alleged shooter. More details are expected later today on the shooting from Quinte West OPP. The End of the Thread Cafe in Brighton has been robbed again. Sometime on Friday night to Saturday morning, the Main Street Cafe was broken into. Computer equipment valued at $3,000 was taken. This comes 1 month after the End of the Thread Cafe was broken into and a camera was stolen. No one has been arrested and the OPP is still investigating. The president of Fanshawe College in London, Ontario, says 8 students have been suspended after a weekend riot near the college. Howard Rundle says a news told a news conference the college will cooperate with police to identify those responsible.
Beginning today, we will have a secure email account where students can provide information and video. I also understand that students themselves have created a Facebook page, among other things, and we will cooperate fully with the police in exchanging that information.
11 people, including 7 Fanshawe students, have been arrested and police expected to bring many more as they go through video and witness statements. The McGuinty government is going ahead with a promised patient-based model for hospital funding. As of next month, hospitals will receive some funding based on the care provided instead of just lump sum payments. The new model will make up almost half of hospital funding this year and 70% by 2014. A portion of hospital funding would be based on criteria such as how many patients they have, the services they deliver, and the specific needs of the population. Pollsters and pundits predict the NDP's Craig Scott will easily win today's by-election in Jack Layton's riding of Toronto Danforth. Layton held the riding through 4 elections before his death last August. There are 9 other candidates in the race, but observers say the outcome will have little effect on the large political landscape and little effect on the outcome of this weekend's NDP leadership race. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Thanks, Jose. In sports, the Belleville Bulls are preparing for the first round of playoffs on Thursday when they face the Ottawa 67s in Ottawa. They finished off their regular season game strong with 3 wins in the last week against the Oshawa Generals, Kingston Frontenacs, and most recently the Sudbury Wolves 2-0 last night. In Manning business, ESPN is reporting that Peyton Manning is negotiating to sign a deal with the Denver. ESPN's Chris Mortensen says the deal is all but done for Manning to join the Broncos.
Peyton Manning is going to be the next quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Now, there's not a contract that's finalized, but he's instructed his agent, Tom Condon, to commence the intense part of negotiations.
Manning became a free agent when the Indianapolis Colts released him March 7th after the quarterback missed all of last season because of multiple neck injuries. In the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks opened their final extended road trip of the regular season tonight at Minnesota. The Canucks went just 3-4 on their recent homestead, but face a Wild team that has lost 3 straight at home. Toronto is the only other Canadian team in action. The Maple Leafs are in Boston to battle a team that has beaten them 5 times already this season. Also in the NHL, Washington meets the Red Wings in Detroit, the Devils hit up New York to face the Rangers, Buffalo visits Tampa Bay, and the Ducks waddle their way to San Jose. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 19 except 13 near Lake Ontario. Tonight, a few clouds, fog patches developing overnight, and a low of 8. And Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, fog patches dissipating in the morning. A high of 20 except 14 near Lake Ontario. It's 20 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.